John Basler and family have lived in Willow almost 20 years in a hand-built house ringed by several outbuildings. Last Sunday morning, they snapped photos of a new shed completed only the day before, then lingered to take shots of the whole place under a blue, cloudless sky. Not long after, they noted smoke rising northward.
The wind was blowing south, and the fire was north of us by a couple of miles, and we knew right there that we might be in danger.
The plumes of smoke got larger and closer. Basler set a sprinkler on the roof as burning pieces of spruce cone fell on his property.
They're like bombs. They go up immediately, and they're just fire bombs. And we can hear all these little something hitting all the vehicles, all of my outbuildings, everything. We can hear it, and you can feel it on your skin.
Basler's wife was grabbing stuff at random when a trooper came by to warn of a possible evacuation. 20 minutes later, the trooper was back. "Get out now," he said.
I never realized that something like that, it's tremendous. Your thoughts are... they're rampaging. You are just, you're more concentrating on getting any animals out, any people out. The rush of that is horrible. It's horrible because your mind is just so scattered. You don't know what to do. You grab what you can.
The fire, racing a mile a minute, pushed them to a neighborhood below Willow and a sleepless night. On Monday, Basler returned to his property.
The house was still standing. I was able to get in the house, grab my insurance papers, everything that I needed for all my vehicles, the house, everything. So I grabbed all the insurance papers, and then a fire truck came along and said, "Get out." It reflared back up.
Before and after photos tell the tale. The house is now ringed by ashes, charred debris, and melted pieces of metal. Surprisingly, a green tree and a few bushes are scattered through the black. Basler says he thinks fire retardant saved the house. Right now, he's staying with relatives. He says he's waiting to get back into the Willow neighborhood, but only to get a few small items he can salvage. He says he's done with Alaska and won't rebuild.
Because I built my house from the ground up. I don't want to go back there. There's a lot of memories that are there. And they're gone. They're all gone. Whether the house stands or not, I don't care. They're all gone. I have no reason to stay anymore.
It's the years of living there that's lost, he says, the moments that make a family.
There's a lot of blood, sweat, and tears and special little notes in the walls that I wrote for my boys and mom and dad and all that stuff. And it's all gone, whether the house is there or not. I lost my livelihood out there because they kept the house. But all my work tools, everything, all my hand tools, everything that I enjoy doing was demolished in the fire. I wish they would have just let the house go too. I really do.
That Willow neighborhood was our world, he says, and he'll rebuild elsewhere. Sockeye Fire evacuees at the Red Cross Houston shelter are anxious to get back to their property. Spokeswoman Beth Bennett says some may not be prepared for the emotional impact of what they find. The agency is providing counseling support at the shelter. I'm Ellen Lockyer.